Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Let's get into technology, kids. Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio is Joe Aguirre. Joe is with a tech startup website called Clay and Milk. And when I first heard that, I don't know who needs to go to the grocery store. We've got a grocery thing here. Welcome, Joe. Good to have you here.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And I know two of the principals that are involved in this. Jeff Wood, who is with Gravitate, and of course Ben Milne with
Dwala.
Thank you. I'm old.
It's all right. That happens.
Sometimes the hard drive gets full. So tell us about this and welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Our site's basically, there's a lack of like tech coverage, kind of startup coverage, business coverage in Iowa. The Register's kind of cut down on that. They still do really good stuff. They just cut down. They don't have as many people. And there's kind of like a niche that we've kind of found where we're kind of bringing this news. There's an audience for it. And we're kind of bringing this news to kind of Iowa. We're going to be Iowa's news source for this. Nobody really talks tech investing anymore. That's kind of going to be our niche. So. That's where we're at.
Except us, and we're starting our fifth year doing that.
Of course. We're the print side. We're the print side of things.
You're the print side. All right. And Joe Aguirre, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Clay and Milk. Okay, why the name Clay and Milk?
According to Ben, this is from Ben, clay is you build something, you form something with clay, and then milk is how you nurture it. So that's kind of what we're doing with this website. We're kind of building something, nurturing. Kind of like a startup, too. They kind of build something, they nurture.
So this launch of this has been sometime in the making, and kind of takes the place of some other things that were out there that have kind of dissipated. Not only the Register, and I know, you know, Gannett is cut staff. And there's like, I think there's a 10-year-old now covering tech. I mean, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, friends. I know you guys well, and you do what you can. I get it. But at the same time, when that gets cut, and with, I think Silicon Prairie News also kind of made it an exit from Iowa for the most part, and Jeff, who used to be with that, kind of makes sense now when you understand the backstory.
Yeah, the whole thing is like, it kind of was a perfect storm almost, because in, I think it was October or November, Gannett had a round of layoffs, and in that layoffs with the Register was Matt Patain, who was the tech reporter, kind of business reporter, and it actually worked out. That actually made Ben really mad. And Ben knew Jeff from the Silicon Prairie News, and SPN had kind of pulled out of Des Moines and Iowa. And so they're kind of like, we're kind of really upset. Let's do something about this. So they actually went to Matt and hired Matt as the first editor of this and kind of got it off the ground in January. So.
You know, one of the things, and we've noticed this, we do non-toxic talk radio. All we do is talk about business nationally, regionally, local business news stories, long-form business interviews from startups to established companies. And we understand, you know, if you're not toxic in your presentation, you know, stuff that just makes people crazy, it's hard to get earballs or eyeballs, you know, it really is. And so, yeah, there is this space out there. And I didn't realize Matthew had left.
Yeah.
Well, he's good. He's a good guy.
He's at the Gazette now, kind of doing the same thing he was doing at the Register for the Gazette. So, but yeah, it's just kind of. So, and the big thing with our site is like when you go to like all these news sites, they always have these ads that play and everything. Yeah. That's what we don't want. So we don't have that. So we're really good about it. If you go to like our site, like you're going to actually read our news. And you can do it quickly. Like it's really cool. It's
wow.
Odd concept, right?
Yeah, it is. So. It really is. If there is one thing that just drives me absolutely crazy, and we do a lot of research for the news stories that we have here on the Business News Hour, is when you go to some of these sites to just check out the story or to make sure the story is accurate from whomever is out there, you know, you get all this pop-up stuff. I swear, Carl Moyer, you know who Carl is?
I don't.
Okay, let me tell you who Carl is. Carl owns Carl Chevrolet in Ankeny.
Okay.
Okay. I think he bought the Register.
Yeah, that's true.
Every time you go to the Register, you pop things up, and there's Carl talking about his cars, and it does sort of just gripe on you a little bit. So if you're not making money via pop-up ads and those kinds of things. How are you? What's your business
model? We want partners, like people who believe in what we're doing, people are like, oh, I see what you're doing. I'm willing to invest in that just to spread the news. Because there's a lot of stories that aren't being told, whether it's from a simple investment. Like, a lot of people are raising money. There's a lot of stuff going on in Ames at Iowa State University. Sure. They have driverless tractors. Yep. Like, are you kidding me? Like, the University of Iowa has stuff. Drake has stuff. But nobody's really talking about it because nobody really, I guess, apparently it doesn't get enough clicks. Well, it does because we're an example. I mean, we're getting people. We have, I mean, I don't want to, like, sound like a humble brag here, but like, we have gotten thousands of people to our site. Like, it's crazy. And when I see this, I'm like, wow, people actually do want to read this. So, I mean, we're looking for partners. That's just people who believe in what we're doing.
And how do you get people to have eyeballs on you? How are you marketing this?
That's the creative side. That's the side that always kind of keeps me, like, I'm very competitive, so it's nice to have that challenge. And we're using SEO, search engine optimization, to kind of be the Google side of things. Right. But really, it's Facebook and Twitter. That was what I learned. I worked at the Register, and they're big on Facebook and Twitter, so that's kind of how we're growing right now. And we're growing every day. We're getting new likes every day. We're getting followers. Sure. So, I mean, it's cool to see people are caring and, like, people are reading.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And when you talk about demographically, I would imagine this is all over the board, right?
Yeah. I'd actually just looked at that. I sent an email yesterday kind of like recapping July. We got views from the 17 to 24 male and women to 65 and older. I was like, you know, and that's kind of our spectrum. Like, we may have a story that interests really these kids about going to school, maybe like a STEM program or something. Then we may have something about Thelma's ice cream sandwiches that may interest the older grandma, you know? So,
right. It's called Clay and Milk, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Joe Aguirre, and he's in talking about the business of news in the area of technology. You know, the Technology Association of Iowa, are they working with you?
Yeah, yeah. I just met with those guys the other day. We're kind of going to do some stuff. I think they have something coming up in September. Kind of a big, like, convention with a big keynote speaker. Yeah, so, yeah, we're going to do that. I mean, and they tell me about stuff. They're in Sioux City, they're in Clear Lake, they're in Mason City, they're everywhere. Like, they're all over. So, they're going to be a pretty good source of, hey, check these people out, check these guys out. So, really looking forward to working with them.
Good. Brian Waller's a good guy.
Yeah, Brian's the best. He plays basketball in West Des Moines on Thursday. It's funny to hear his stories about old man. It's funny about that. It's funny.
Careful, Brian. You know, you are getting older, man. Come on. Easy on that. Joe Aguirre is our guest, and we're talking about the new startup, relatively new startup, the first of the year, called Clay and Milk. So, researching and sourcing stories, how do you guys go about that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, do people submit things, or do you, are you combing AP, UPI, or UPI, AP?
No, well, first, I know a lot of people, I know a lot of businesses, I'm a curious guy, so just driving around, like, you may see something like, oh, let's call on that. But Ben and Jeff have been really great with their networks, obviously, I mean, they know a ton of people. And then, yeah, we get a ton of stories, more than I thought, just submitted through the website, like, hey, I'm an artist. We're trying to do more with the arts. We're opening a new gallery, so maybe would you guys want to cover that? To the driverless tractor thing in Ames. We heard about that through the site. So, I mean, and we're trying to get more. We're trying to branch out more. We've been in Des Moines, so we're trying to get – we know a lot about Des Moines.
Sure.
But there's a lot more happening, you know, around Iowa. So
Absolutely, there is. And you know, with the technology corridor that goes on and the cultivation corridor and all kinds of things that are happening. When we talk about getting news stories from outside of Des Moines, is that – do you spend a lot of time on the phone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Phone, Facebook, Twitter. Oh, yeah. Emails.
Call us back, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything and everything. It's but you got to do that. You know, that's, people are on there and they'll talk to you. It's really weird. People are so open. Like, I can seriously send a random Facebook message. Like, hey, excuse me, I'm from Clay and Milk. I think you got a great business. I heard about it. Love to do a story on you. People are, sure, come on out. Love to talk to you. I'm like, wow, they're so nice. It's awesome.
With regard to doing this digitally, how much lead time do you usually work with regard to a story?
So, like,
okay, I've got a story on a self-weasel winding torque inducer that's been created in Grinnell.
Okay.
All right? And so you make contact, and then how long before that, from the interview to the time that it hits?
Yeah. That's a good question. With my print background, I can turn that story around in a day, so I can run it tomorrow. But it depends on if there's stuff already for the next day. If we can schedule stuff out. I like planning ahead. You know, you try to have a little leeway. That's what the print stuff taught me. So, I mean, yeah, I can turn it around in a day, or we can spend a couple extra weeks, a couple extra days on it. So whatever needs to happen.
And the cool stuff about that is, you know, I was in the magazine business for a long time. And back in the day when we used to have blue lines that we used to have to, you know, edit. And from the time that you wrote the story until the magazine went out the door, and you would have to do this a month or two in advance. And that really, you know, when we went computer to plate, That was really a very significant change in the speed and operation of this. And when you're doing it digitally, you don't have to worry about the print edition.
It's nice. I've done that. I've printed papers.
Yeah, there you go. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. All right. His name is Joe Aguirre, and Joe Aguirre is with Clay and Milk, and we will have all of that. He's the managing editor, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. That's
what
kind
a
of
title,
a cool
right?
Thing. It is cool. Yeah, yeah. And by the way, you know our producer, Tyler Hackenmiller.
I do, yes. This dude was a basketball player. Let me tell you.
Yeah. He's a mean basketball player?
State. You guys went to state once, twice?
Twice. Yeah, if no you're
big,
making me say
no
it twice.
Deal. That's fine. Yeah. I'm a reporter. I ask these questions.
Yeah.
Two-time
state
qualifier.
Yeah.
That's the real deal.
And you?
We lost. We lost them. It's cool. I admit it.
What
it's
school
fun.
Was it?
He went to Notre Dame. Burlington, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I went to Van Buren.
Okay.
So,
all right, well, you know.
It's cool.
You guys still play basketball?
Oh, I coach it.
Yeah.
I'm on that side of things now. I'm just yelling at kids.
He wears cool shoes.
I'm friends with him on Facebook. We know.
You know. how many pair you got, man?
Well, we just cut down. I had to tell you because we're moving. So I just cut down, got rid of like 20 pairs. So I have to do a final recount now.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. For the insurance company to know that, right?
Right.
All right. Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer, ladies and gentlemen, and Joe Aguirre from Clay and Milk. Thanks for doing this, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Clay and Milk, if you missed any or all of this conversation, we will have it all up on our radio blog as well as links to find out what is Clay and Milk, and what are they doing? When we come back, we're going to check out what happened today on Wall Street. It was a wild ride today. Broke 22,000 for the first time in history, did the Dow. And we'll have the reason why that all happened when we come back. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.
Call up.